们请翻开诗篇，诗篇四十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 44.
诗篇的四十四篇。
Psalm 44.
那这个就是。这可拉的后裔哈，那写这个诗篇。
This is written by the descendants of Korah.
那因为不知道这个后裔是到了后到怎么样的地步，是经过几代哈，这个没有写说是第几代。
It didn't mention how many generations has passed.
啊，不过。这个整篇就是两段，第一段呢，就是在说明以前神怎么样照顾他们的祖先。
So this chapter can be divided into two sections. The first section talks about how the ancestor take care of them.
神让他们的祖先到处得胜。
God allowed their ancestor to be victorious.
但是呢，到了第二段
So when it comes to the second portion,
那就不一样了。
Then the story is different.
第九节
Verse 9.
但如今现在就不一样。但如今，以前呢，以前我们看第一段哇，这些先祖们他们能够得土地不是因为他们自己的能力，都是靠神的帮助。
So in the first section, you can see that how God has helped the ancestor to.Gain the lands and everything, but when it comes to verse 9, it started with but.
So, this Kerala 等后裔啊，在写这个诗篇呢，那事实上他是在替以前他们的祖先在说话啊，比如说第六节哈。
So the descendants of Korah, when they write this, they actually talk about their ancestor, like from verse 6.
因为我必不靠我的功，我的力量也不能使我得胜。就是他们的祖先这不是他们这是他们的祖先不是靠着自己的功道来得胜的。
So the Korahs talk about their ancestor, how they victorious not because of their might, but because of the Lord.
那换句话说只要能够靠神，只要能够他们遵守神的命令，那他们就能够得胜。
Which means to say that if they obey the commandments of God, then they will be victorious.
那他们就能够过一个好的生活。
Then they will be able to have a good life.
但是第九节说，但如今就不是这样子的。
But when it comes to verse 9, it says, but.
所以从以前到现在，一定有一个转折点，到底是从什么地方开始？以前神祝福，现在神不祝福了。
So in the past, God blessed them, but there is a turning point. Now they are not blessed by God.
所以他们这些人就被敌人就分散在列邦当中啊。
And they, the people of Korah has been dispersed by their enemies all over the country.
那我们知道这个一段期间可能是被巴比伦掳到异邦去。
They may have been taken captive by the Babylonians.
所以我们看过去跟现在为什么有那么大的差别
？So if you look at what is the difference? Why is there such a difference when compared to the past and now?
当然，我们想想我们到底是要过着从第一节到第七节的这种生活，让神来帮助我们打仗让我们能够打胜仗的这种生活，还是第二种被敌人追杀，然后到处跑到处流浪的这种生活？
So you may point at ourselves, are we living in, like it's mentioned here in verse 1 to 7, which is blessed by God, or are we living in a life that we are fleeing away from our enemies? And of course, everyone wishes to live the victorious life.
那他们为什么以前得胜了，现在不能够得胜了？那这个当中一定哪一代的人就是没有把神的这种能力把神的吩咐来教导给下一代。
So why is it they are not able to keep their victorious life? There must be in some generations where they did not pass down the teaching of God to the next generation.
那为什么不能够交给他们下一代？因为他们自己都不明白，他们自己都没有依靠神，他们自己都已经离开神了，怎么能够把这些从神来很宝贵得胜的一片荆棘来交给他们下一代？
What was they not able to pass down the teaching of God to the next generation is because they have already lost the teaching of God and wasn't able to pass down the banner to the next generation.
啊，所以今天的题目是把得胜的荆棘啊留给子孙呢。
So tonight's title is to give the banner of victory to our descendants.
我们假如要过着像第一节到第七节这种得胜的生活。
If you wish to live a life that is described here in verse 1, from verse 1 to verse 7.
那我们也希望我们的子孙能够像第一段所说的得胜的生活。
Then of course you wish that your descendants will be able to live a life of a victorious life.
那当然，我们就要啊把这个得胜的荆棘啊交给我们的子孙了。
Then obviously we need to pass down the banner of victory to our descendants.
好，那我们看这片荆棘哈是从哪里来的
？So let's take a look at how this a banner come about.
好，这个荆棘我们知道还当旗帜哈，那旗帜，比如说这个队什么篮球队哈，要代表国家出去比赛啊，国家的某些体育的高级官员啊，他们叫朔旗啊，要朔旗。给这些队员啊出去代表这个国家啊出去比赛。
So you can think of a banner is like a flag, like in the basketball teams when you go abroad to compete with other teams, then you will pass the banner to the other official.
啊，假设打胜仗的话啊，打赢的当然就得到一面旗子啊，一个奖杯呀。
And if you have won the competitions, you will of course you will get a trophy and also the banner.
哦，按照我们希望啊，下一年的梯队也一样的能够得胜。
And obviously, you hope that your in the future teams maybe also be victorious.
然后说我们看这边旗帜啊，得胜的旗帜是从哪里来的
？So let's take a look where this victorious banner come about.
啊，请看出埃及记十七章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章第八节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
十七章第八节，出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 8.
那时亚玛利人来在利非定和以色列人征战。
And now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim.
那第八节就已经很有，里面有属灵的内涵了。
So in verse 8, it has a spiritual meaning.
这个亚玛利有三层的意义啊。
And this Amalek can be described in three levels.
啊，从字义上，从这个文字来讲啊，这个亚玛利的意思啊，就是住在山谷里头的人。
So from the surface of this words, it means the people live in the cave.
啊，住在山谷里头的人，山谷当中我们知道比较窄小，尤其是那个峡谷啊，很窄小。
And because you know that the cave, the valley is very narrow.
啊，就好像心胸窄小一样的。
It's just like our heart is very narrowed.
所以这些心胸窄小的人哈，啊，经常要跟以色列人来计较。
And these people with a narrow heart, they always compete with the Israel.
那我们是不是有曾经碰过这种心胸很窄小的人呢？到处要跟你计较啊
？Have you met people with a narrow heart that always want to complain and compete with you.
啊，什么事情都要斤斤计较，这样不让你赢得啊，但不让你占便宜啊。
They're always very calculative, and they will not, they are not willing to give yield.
好，那么第二种意义哈。
And the second meaning.
这个亚玛利人他们竟然是住在山谷。
Since the Amalek live in the valley of the cave.
那因为他们住在山谷的结果啊，他们的食物哈，他们的所种的就。面积就很小
，and as a result, the fruits that they planted will be very rare.
所以导致他们必须要经常出去到外面哈，来抢夺其他民族的食物。
As a result, they always have to go out to take the possession of others' peoples.
啊，比如说这个我们抢了食物啊，只能够吃一个礼拜啊，那这个礼拜以前又没有冰箱嘛，所以东西也不能留太久啊，吃完了怎么办？再出去抢
，so they will take the fruit from other peoples when they have finished, they will go out again and take other people's food.
所以亚玛利这个民族啊，经常进进出出啊，去抢别人的食物。
So the name of the Amalekites has always happened here. They always go out to take the food of other people.
所以就变成很忙碌。
As a result, it has the meaning of being very busy.
因此亚玛利所引申出来的意义啊，就是忙碌的意思。
So the name Amalek has the second meaning means very busy.
我们现在的人也是要跟忙碌征战啊。
And today we are actually fighting against our busyness.
以前上班的形态是叫做什么早上九点上班，下午大概五点就下班了。
In the past, our working hours will be starting from 9 to 5.
那现在请谁五点就可以下班了？尤其是那些做高科技的人啊，八点能够下班就不错了。
May I ask who will be getting off from work at 5 o'clock? Nobody, because especially if you're holding a very high position, you probably end up working until 8 o'clock.
所以现在的人都是非常忙碌。
So today we are all very busy.
我们要经常跟忙碌来征战呢。
We often fight with our busyness.
第三个就是属灵的意义。
And the third meaning is a spiritual meaning.
亚玛利代表的就是一种情欲，我们现在圣灵跟情欲在征战。
Amalek has the meanings of fleshly desires. We always fight with our fleshly desire.
好，那现在谈这个利非定。
Here talk about Rephidim.
那利非定啊，是一个安息，叫休息的地方啊。
Rephidim has the meanings of a place of rest.
因为以色列百姓好不容易啊，走到这个利非定，他们就安营在那里安营啊。
So the Israelites has been walking all these times, and they have finally come to this place, Rephidim, where they can rest.
那在那里安营那个地方啊，就是利非定。利非定意思就是休息安息的意思。
Rephidim means to rest or to have to rest.
所以十七章的第一节啊说。百姓啊，就在利非定安营。
So in chapter 17, verse 1, it says that they camp in Rephidim.
没有水喝啊，那摩西就击打磐石啊，水就出来，让百姓能够喝。
Because there's no water, so Moses struck the rocks, and water flow out from the rocks, and the people can have water to drink.
所以到了第十七章第八节以前啊，他们有吃的啊，也有水可以喝。
So before verse 8, these people, they have water to drink and food to eat.
那所以他们就是真的是安息啊，享受安息啊。
So they actually having rest.
在利非定就是休息。
So in Rephidim, it means to rest.
所以他们就不想动了。
And they are not willing to move.
你看这个地方那么好，为什么还要搬？
Why would they want to move since this is such a good place?
但是神的旨意不是这样子呢。
But this is not the will of God.
神的旨意是要让他们继续再往前进。
God want them to move forward.
有些时候我们就安逸于现状。
Sometimes we are very complacent with our situation.
就想停留在现在的位置。
And we like to stay where we are right now.
就不想再动了。
And we are not willing to move.
可是神的意思不是这样子哦。
But this is not the will of God.
我们看那个约瑟哈，约瑟小的时候不是穿一件彩衣吗？
If you take a look at Joseph when he was young, he has a colorful garment.
我们想想，其他的兄弟没有，只有他有那件彩衣。
Think about it. All his brothers did not have this garment. Only he has it.
那我们想想，对约瑟是很好啊。你看，这个是五星级的待遇啊，这个头等舱的待遇。
So to Joseph, this is a very good treatment.
不要再动了，对不对？
So he could just stay there and not.
可是神的意思不是这样子的。
But this is not the will of God.
神的意思就要让他能够再前进。
God want him to continue to move forward.
不是说只要当这个父亲的好孩子。
Not only the good obedient sons of the
father. 而是要让他当一个国家的宰相。
But rather to make him a prime minister of a nation.
而且是让他当一个强国的宰相。
But moreover, a very strong the president of a strong country.
所以神的意思不是要让你这样就够了，就不错了，有彩衣可以穿，其他人都没有。
So God did not just let him be complacent with just a colorful garment.
所以一样的，当时以色列人在利非定安营。
So at that time, the Israelites camped in Rephidim.
可是神一直要让他们再继续前进。
But the will of God want them to move forward.
啊，可是怎么前进呢？
How would they move forward?
大家都不想前进，已经很累啊，休息啊。
Everybody is tired and they're not willing to move forward.
那神就利用亚玛力人，来逼他们能够前进。
So God used the Amalekites to push them to move forward.
啊，但是当时哈，他们的能力哈也比不上亚玛力人啊。
At that time, the power of the people is not as strong as the Amalek.
啊，但是神就帮助他们。
And God helped them.
啊，所以来看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
十七章十五节。
Chapter 17, verse 15.
摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西啊，意思就是啊，神是我的旌旗。十六节。
16.
又说啊，神已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战啊，世世代代。那我们会不会觉得很好奇呀、啊？已经亚玛利人已经被打败了啊，名字也从天下全然涂抹了啊，怎么还有一个亚玛利人？
So you might be curious when you read this part. God has already blocked out the Amalekites, but why will God continue to have war with the Amalekites from generation to generation?
所以十六节的亚玛利人啊，所代表的不是真正亚玛利人那个属地的民族。
So in verse 16, the Amalekites doesn't mean the physical, the actual peoples, Amalek.
因为十六节不只是对当时摩西时代的人说的，也是对我们今天。
Because verse 16 is not only mentions it to the people in the Moses time, but also mention it to us today.
所以我们今天也要跟亚玛利人征战呢。
And today we also have war with the Amalek.
啊，所以我们刚开始为什么提到亚玛利人到底是什么意思
？So that's why in the beginnings we explain what is the meaning of Amalek.
我们现在还是在跟忙碌征战呢。
We are still have war with our business.
我们现在还在跟那些啊，经常与我们作对啊，让我们不高兴，要让我们生气，惹我们生气的那一些人在征战。
We continue to have war with people that is angry with us.
我们现在还在跟这个情欲啊征战。
We still continue to have war with our fleshly desire.
啊，但是呢，神会帮助我们打胜仗。
But God will help us to have to be victorious.
所以摩西啊，就筑了一座坛作为纪念。
So Moses built an altar as a remembrance.
要告诉后代的人，主要靠神啊，主要靠神的能力啊，祷告靠神，那神就会帮助我们打胜仗。
To let the people know that as long as you pray to God and to trust in God, then we will be victorious.
所以这面旌旗就变得很重要啊。
As a result, this banner is very important.
这面旌旗就是得胜的旌旗。
And this is the banner of victory.
我们有的年轻人呢，为什么在在这种试探引诱之下失败的
？Why are there so many young people has been has failed due to the temptations today?
啊，就是没有把这面旗拿出来展开。
That's because they have not taken this banner and express it.
当我们年轻人假如碰到一些肉体上的情欲挑战的时候
，When the young people today face a fleshly desire,
我们要像约瑟啊，像约瑟把旗子拉开，我是信神的，我是敬畏神的，我不敢做这个大恶来得罪神。
Then we should be like Joseph, take out the banners and to show that he belonged to God and he dare not sin against God.
假如把这个旗子张开的话，大声的宣告你的信仰，那另外一个人他也没办法，他说好，那你是信耶稣的，那就打消念头。
So if you're able to take out the banners and declare that you belong to Christ, then your enemy will eventually left you.
那假如哈没有把这个旗子打开的话，一定失败的啦。
If you did not take out this banner, then surely you will fail.
啊，比如说有朋友邀请我们去安息日要逛街的。
Let's say, for example, during the Sabbath days, your friends invite you to go shopping.
啊，要去参加party 宴会的。
Or to participate a party.
啊，那个时候就把这个旗子拿出来。
This is a time that where you take out your banner.
啊，我是基督徒，我是 真耶稣教会的信徒，我们是说星期六的为安息日，所以今天呢，我不能够跟你去逛街，今天我不能够去参加 party。
And declare that you are a Christian, a true Jesus Church members, and we observe the Sabbath, that we were not able to go to party with you.
所以我们就把这边惊奇啊，经常带在家里头，经常随着我们啊，我们走到哪去要随着我们。
So make sure that you always carry this banner with you all the time.
好。那神呢，也希望我们的子孙呢、啊、有这种打仗征战的经验。
And God also want our descendants to have the experience of going to war.
啊，请看四世纪第三章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter
3. 四世纪第三章的第一节。
Judges chapter 3 verse
1. 四世纪第三章第一节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 1.
神留下这几族啊，为要试验那不曾知道与迦南人征战之事的以色列人。第二节
，verse two，
好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。当时神为什么啊要让亚玛力人来跟以色列人征战
？Why did God allow the Amalekites to have war with the Israelites？
就是让他们学习征战的事情啊。
So that the Israelites may learn from thefighting a war.
那征战的事情是人生啊难免的。
In our life, to have war is unavoidable.
所以圣经说啊，神要留下几族哈、啊、来做以色列的敌人。
So God left behind a few tribes to be the enemy of to be the enemies of Israelites.
啊，所以我们也可能呢有这些族啊，啊，这些族可能就是对我们今天来说啊，可能就是困难啊，困难也是一个族啊，哦，挫折啊，失败啊，挑战啊，挣扎，受伤，伤心，这些都是这些周围的敌人啊。
So, these tribes can be our difficulties, our setbacks, failures, challenges, and struggles.This can be our enemies.
所以神要利用这些族来考验以色列人。
So God allowed these tribes to test the Israelites.
那目的就是要教导以色列人如何与敌人征战。
The purpose is to teach the Israelites to know how to fight a war.
好像神啊，给我们这个钓鱼竿啊，来教导我们怎么去钓鱼。
Just like God gave us a fishing rod to teach us how to fish.
啊，神不只是给我们鱼而已的。
God did not only just give us the fish.
啊，他教导我们怎么去钓鱼。
And he actually teaches us how to fish.
说既然哈、啊，既然这个困难哈、啊、是人生的一部分呢、啊。
Since like the difficulties is part of our life.
啊，只要是人一定会碰上的。
As long as you are humans, you will face it.
啊，其实我也有困难呢、啊。
Just like me, I also have difficulties.
那所以说，这个家家都有一本难念的经啊。
That's why there's a saying that every family has their own troubles.
那每一个人的困难点不一样。
And difficulties of everyone's is different.
那只要是人啊，一定会碰得着的。
As long as you are humans, you will eventually face it.
那当困难来临的时候
，So when the difficulties arrive,
现在神呢、啊、就在教导我们怎么去走过这个困难呢、啊、
？Then God will teach us how to go through it.
哎，而不是说 go around， 不是绕过去啊。
And not to go around the difficulties.
啊，所以当我们有困难的时候，当我们的子孙啊，我们的孩子有困难的时候。
So when our descendants have difficulties,
我们不是说哎呀，怎么把这个困难拿掉
？Well, we shouldn't just take away the difficulties from them.
因为神从来没有这种应许说把你的困难拿掉。
Because God did not promise that He will take away our difficulties.
你看这个诗篇的二十三篇呢、哦，那边说帮助我走过死荫的幽谷啊。
So in Psalm 23, it mentioned that God helps us to walk through the valley of death.
因为神从来没有答应我们说天空啊永远都是蓝天的。
God did not promise that the skies is always blue.
啊，有的时候有下雨啊，有这个乌云呢、啊。
Sometimes it rains and it's cloudy.
所以我们这个神呢、啊，就是教导我们啊，怎么样来 来面对这种挑战困难。
God teaches us how to go through this, overcome these difficulties.
所以我们也要学习怎么去面对它，也要告诉我们孩子怎么去面对困难。
Therefore, we should learn how to overcome the problems as well as to teach our descendants how to do it.
啊，所以千万不要想说要回避啊。
So, never thought about avoiding it.
因为你看神要教导以色列人呢，知道战争的事情啊。
It says here that God wants to teach their descendants to know how to fight the war.
今天没有学习的话，下次还有机会再学习。
If you did not learn it today, you will have a chance to learn it again in the future.
还是说今天不想学习的话，神改天会一定会让我们学习。
If you choose not to study it to learn how to do it now, God will make it one day in the future. You have to go through it.
但是呢，我们不要怕，因为神已经给我们得胜了。
So do not be afraid, because God has already given us the victory.
啊，神要教导我们怎么去面对困难呢
？God has already teaches us how to go to face our difficulties.
我们来看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章的第五节。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5。
第五节。
Verse 5。
十七章第五节。
Chapter 17 verse 5。
主如此说啊，依靠人血肉的膀臂，心中离弃神的啊，那人有祸了。第六节。
Verse 6。
因他必像沙漠的杜松啊，不见福乐来到，却要住在干旱之处，无人居住的简地。啊，所以这里是提到依靠人的结果。
So here it talks about the as a result of trusting in man.
啊，所以我们碰到困难的时候，不是依靠人啊，叫人把这个困难拿掉。
So when we face difficulties, we should not trust in man and ask them to remove it from us.
假如依靠人，假如想要把它拿掉的话，啊，第六节说啊，他必像沙漠中的杜松啊，不见福乐来到。
So if we trust in men, then we will be just as it described here in verse 6, we will be like the shrubs in the desert.
好，那沙漠中的杜松，不知道大家有没有看过
？I don't know if you have seen the shrubs in the desert.
那杜松啊的意思就是穷人啊，这个本来的意思是穷人啊，沙漠中的穷人。
So the original meanings of shrub is the poor people. So it means the poor people in the desert.
那沙漠中的富有人还没关系啊，这富有人他开着一个什么旅行车后，上面可以装水的，装很多食物，他还可以生活。
If it's a rich man in the desert, then he has a car that can contains waters and food.
那么想想，穷人已经很潦倒、很痛苦、很辛苦。
So if you think of a poor man, he's already very he's already suffering and in pain.
而且呢，又是住在沙漠当中啊。
And furthermore, he's living in a desert.
那这个就是说，一定是死的，就没有什么希望了。
So you can see that the ending would be just he would die in the desert.
所以就不见福乐的，他一定没有福乐的。
Obviously, he will not have anything good will come from it.
好，那假如依靠神呢？第七节。
But if you trust in God, as it mentioned here in verse 7,
那就是我们有碰到困难啊，但是我们依靠神。
But if we face difficulties, but as long as we trust in God,
以神为依靠的那个人有福了。
Then blessed is the man who trusted in the Lord.
啊，第八节哈。
Verse 8.
他必像树栽于溪水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到，并不惧怕。
For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes.
所以圣经并没有说啊炎热啊就没了就变成很凉爽的一个天气，不是的。
Here God did not change a hot day into a very pleasant day.
那依靠神的人啊，他也有炎热，这个炎热就是代表着困难。
So even people who trusted in God, they faced the heat of the days.
因为炎热就是树的敌人呢。
The heat is the enemies of the plant.
那树就是最怕炎热。
And the trees is afraid of the heat.
那好像人啊，不 不喜欢这些困难啊、挑战啊、失败啊、挫折，我们都很不喜欢的。
Just like men, we always dislike challenges and failures.
但是我们不喜欢的话，他也偏偏会来啊。像那个亚玛力人啊，是主动到了利非定与以色列人征战。
Even though we dislike all these things, they will still come, just like the Amalekites who take the initiative to have war with the Israelites.
哦，但是没关系，依靠神的话，这个炎热来到会要变成怎么样呢？
But this is not the problem when the heat comes.
啊，说并不惧怕啊，炎热来到，困难来临，有挫折，有失败，也不会惧怕呢。
We will not fear because we rely on God.
啊，那本来的意思啊，哈。因为有些时候中文的翻译啊，没有翻译把那个本来意思翻出来，本来意思说并没有看见，就是看不见。
So because of the Chinese translation, it did not actually describe the original meanings. The original meanings means they did not see.
啊，当然对我来说啊，我看得很清楚啊，你有困难，你有困难，你有困难，我看得很清楚啊。
But for me, I can see that you have problems. I can see it very clearly.
哎呦，你很可怜。
You are very pitiful.
啊，你缺少这个，你缺少那一个。
You lack this and you lack that.
啊，你怎么会碰上车祸？怎么有这个灾难来临呢？
Why would you encounter an accident?
啊，但是对那个人本身，那个人依靠神了，哎，他不觉得很，他不觉得很倒霉，他不觉得是一种痛苦，他不觉得就是一个灾难，一个苦难呢。
But for that person, because he trusts in God.He did not see all this as troublesome things to him.
因为他专心依靠主。
Because wholeheartedly he trusted in God.
因为他依靠主，神就赏赐给他平安跟喜乐。
And when he trusted in the Lord, God blessed him with peace and joy.
我们想想，保罗跟希拉哈，他们两个因为传福音的关系啊，被抓了，然后被关到监牢里头。
And as for Paul and Silas, because of preaching the gospel, they have been put into prison.
手脚都被那个脚链锁链这个链住了。
They were chained both their legs and their hands.
所以行动不方便呐。
As a result, they do not have freedom.
连要翻个身都很不方便呐。
Even turning your body is also very inconvenient.
要去上个厕所也很不方便呢、啊。
It's very inconvenient even to go to the restroom.
啊，当然一定里头没有水可以喝啊。
And obviously in the prison there is no water to drink.
所以在那种环境之下
，So in that kind of environment，
啊，对他们来说，他们是最有资格说苦啊，我真的是苦啊，怎么为了传神的福音、啊、被关在这里呢
？They can say that it is so Why do they have to suffer because of preaching the gospel and end up in the prison?
他们是最有资格抱怨的人啊。
They are qualified to complain.
他们是最有资格喊冤的人。
They are qualified to call out for help.
但是他们没有这样想。
But they do not think in this way.
他们在里头哈，反而是唱着赞美神呢。
In the prisons, they even sing and praise God.
可能啊，他们明天啊，生命就没了。
Perhaps the next day they will end their life.
因为他们被视为是重刑犯。
Because they are being charged as severe prisoner.
所以我们外头的人呢，可能都很紧张，帮他们一起祷告主啊，帮助他们，帮助他们呢、啊。
And people outside may be very worried for them and pray for them.
但是他们内心却是很平安的。
But to them, they are very peaceful.
所以他们真的是炎热来到，并不看见，看不见。
So to them, it's like the heat arrived, but they were not able to see it.
看不到那种潜在的危险。
They cannot see the danger in front of them.
因为神给他们一个平安的心呢。
Because God has blessed them with a peaceful heart.
这个叫做在基督里的平安。
And this is what we call the peace in Christ.
那说叶子啊，仍然必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。你看，一直结哦，结果结到今天呢、啊，我还在讲他的故事，还在讲保罗跟希拉的故事。
Just as mentioned here, the leaf will be green and will be they will not be anxious in the years of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruits. Just like Paul and Silas, we will still continue to talk about their incidents.
这两个人已经死去了大概两千年了。
These people may have already passed away for almost 2,000 years.
但是他们还在结果子，还在结果子。
But they still continue to yield fruit.
我们今天还有很多人在效法他们的，因为他们的这种的果子啊，让很多人得到安慰。
And because of their fruit, they have already comforted many people. And today, there are still many people trying to emulate them.
所以神给我们心灵的平安就是得胜了。
And God give us the peace in our heart, which is victorious.
这个特别的礼物就是神留给我们的。
礼物。
神留给我们的，神给我们的。
This is what God has given us.
好像主就说，我把平安留给你们。
Just like Jesus said, I will give you peace.
那我们要把这个特别的礼物，这边旌旗一样，来留给我们的子孙。
And so we should give.This banner and pass it down to our descendant.
我们自己要先得到这个得胜的旗帜。
First of all, we need to acquire this banner.
我们才能够给我们子孙呢。
So that we can pass it down to our descendant.
所以自己要先有平安，才能够把平安给别人。
Firstly, we need to have peace in order to pass the peace to other people.
自己内心都没有属灵的平安，内心都很着急、很害怕、很惶恐。我们哪有这边旗帜给下一代的
？If you do not have this a calm heart and you always worried, how can we pass this banner to other people?
我们请看撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下十六章。
Second Samuel chapter 16,
十六章第五节。
Chapter 16, verse 5.
撒母耳记下十六章第五节。
Samuel chapter 16, verse 5.
好，大卫王到了巴户林，见一个人出来，是扫罗族基拉的儿子，名叫示梅。他一边走一边作骂。第六节，耶和华拿石头砍大卫王和王的臣仆，那众民和勇士都在王的左右。好，那这四面就作骂了，骂得很难听啊。好，那再来继续看第十节。
Continue to read verse 10。
啊，这第九节。
Verse 9。
那洗鲁雅的儿子亚比帅对王说：“这十国岂可作骂我主我王呢？求你容我过去，割下他的头来。”这个听得很生气。
So he's very angry.
那第十节。
Verse 10.
那王啊，就大卫王就说啊，西亚都的儿子啊，我与你有何关涉呢？他作骂是因为神吩咐他说，你要作骂大卫，如此谁跟你说你为什么做这个事情呢？十一节。那大卫又对亚比赛和众臣仆说，我亲生的儿子啊，尚且寻索我的命，何况这便雅悯人呢？由他作骂吧，因为这是神吩咐他的。十二节，或者神见我遭难，为我今日被这人作骂，就施恩于我啊。那十三节，那于是大卫和跟随他的人就要继续往前走啊。好，那我们看，假如大卫他自己本身没有平安的心
，So if David himself did not have a peace in his heart，
哦，假如大卫发怒说：“哎，你这样作骂我是无理的哈。”
So if you say that he became angry because Samuel scolded him,
那他生气的话，那旁边的人更生气。
If he's angry, then it makes the other people around him also angry.
可是他心中有平安。
But he has peace in his heart.
他心中有平安，才能够影响他周围的人。
Because he has peace in his heart, that's why he was able to affect the people around him.
所以我们内心假如没有平安的话，我们也可能会影响到我们的孩子、我们周围的人、我们的先生、我们的太太。
So if we do not have peace in our hearts, we may affect our children, our spouses, and our other people.
所以我们一定要心中有平安。
First, we need to have peace in our heart.
我们有这边得胜的旗帜。
We have this banner of victory.
我们才能够给别人呢。
So that we can pass it down to other,
给我们下一代
to our descendant.
要有安静才有力量啊，来发出赞美的声音。
We need to have a quietness in order to manifest the praises of.
能够发出赞美的声音，就是表示得胜的。
The voice of praises means you have been victorious.
在患难当中还能够赞美神。
In tribulation, you're still able to praise God.
这个心中没有一股很大的力量是做不到的。
If you do not have this power in your hearts, it's not possible to do it.
这个力量就是赞美的力量。
And this strength is the strength of to praise.
所以安静就是胜利啊。
So in quietness is victory.
我们看当时以色列百姓他们出埃及到了红海旁边。
So if you look at the Israelites when they come up from Egypt, they arrive at the Red Sea.
哇，那当时很多人在哭啊，哇，好像今天是世界末日的。
很多哭。
啊，哭，当时很多人在哭啊，哭泣。
At that time, many people cry.
啊，觉得今天好像是世界末日一样。
It's the end of day.
好像是没有什么希望的。
As if they do not have any hopes more.
啊，因为埃及的追兵来的。
Because the Egyptian soldier finally caught up with them.
三面包围着他们。
And surrounded them.
那前面又是红海。
And in front of them is the Red Sea.
你说要怎么办呢？
So what can they do?
就很多人在哭啊。
As a result, many people cry.
哭得乱成一团呐。
As they cry, it's very chaotic.
大家都互相指责了。
Everyone was complaining with each
other. 大家都说不知道怎么办呐。
And they have no idea what to do.
好，那对事情能够解决吗
？But is this helpful to the solution to the problem?
所以摩西就宣布。
So Moses said.
大家安静啊，不要作声。
Let's be still and do not make a noise.
我们要看今天神要给我们施行救恩。
Today we will see it. God will provide the salvation.
只要大家安静，不要吵，不要哭。
As long as you be still and be quiet and don't cry.
这个真的，神就要把红海分开。
True enough, God's parted the Red Sea.
让他们能够走干地。
Allow them to walk on dry land.
让他们能够得到拯救。
So that they may be safe.
所以安静就是胜利。
So in quietness is victory.
平安的心呢、啊、
？To have a peaceful heart.
基督的平安。
It's a peace of Christ.
So we need to give our descendants.
So we need to pass down the banner of victory to our descendants. Because God has already given us the victory. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章的五十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57.
十五章五十七。
Chapter 15, verse 57.
感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。请用英文念一遍。
57. But thanks to be God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那感谢神，主已经给我们胜利。
So thank God, He has already given us the victory.
这个胜利是神给的。
And this victory is given by God.
主这边胜利的旗帜啊，是主所给我们的。
And this banner of victory is given to us by God.
我说我们已经有了。
We have already acquired.
那有了以后要珍惜它，要把它放好。
Once you have it, you need to treasure it and to keep it.
不要把它丢了。
Do not lose it.
丢了的话，我们以后怎么能够给我们子孙呢
？If you lost it, how would you able to give it to your descendant?
所以当时我们看那个出埃及记十七章里面的记载啊。
So at that time, if you read Exodus chapter 17,
摩西就把这个得胜旗帜哈的重要性告诉约书亚。
That Moses has actually read this victorious banner to Joshua.
因为约书亚在山底下打仗。
Because Joshua was fighting in the bottoms of the hill.
打了胜仗。
And he was victorious.
那摩西就怕约书亚说：“你不要哈，以为是你打胜仗啊，我们在山上为你祷告啊。”
Moses actually warned Joshua that it's not because of his own might, but rather Moses and others prayed on the top of the mountain.
所以祷告了，神就给他们这一边得胜的旗帜。
And because of their prayer, God has given them the banner of victory.
所以我们既然有了这一边旗帜，我们要珍惜它。
So today we have this banner of victory. We need to treasure it.
需要用的时候把旗子拉开。
When it comes to time to use it, we need to take it out.
那个雅歌里边呢说把旌旗拉开哈，张开呀。
雅歌。In the Songs of Solomon, it mentioned that they take out this banner.
就彰显那个威武哈，那个有能力的。
To show their power.
所以我们一定要把胜利的旗帜来交给我们的子孙，留给我们的子孙。
And we need to pass down this banner of victory to our descendants.
再来唱诗五百十八首。
Let's sing hymn 518.